Free Talk Live, and we are kicking off the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
To the phones and the fun. Your calls come first. Paul in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just kind of wanted to give you guys a little bit of feedback of what it's like to live under a single-payer system.
Ah, yes. Do tell.
And, well, one of the big problems is that there's kind of no responsibility, and it's hard to get through the bureaucracy. For instance, I had a close friend of mine just go through some surgery, and the whole process was a nightmare. So first, you know, the wait was about just over a year before he finally got in.
Jeez. How old is he?
And so after the surgery, he started feeling worse.
Paul, if I may interrupt, how old is your friend?
He's 29.
Okay. All right.
And so he started going through, you know, going back and trying to figure out what was wrong because, you know, he wasn't feeling better. He's feeling worse. And the doctor told him that, no, everything was okay. Gave him some medication, some painkillers, told him just to rest. And so it progressed further, and he kept going back, and he, you know, got the same answer. And when he tried to go see another doctor, they told him they couldn't do anything. He would have to go see his original doctor.
Right, you've an assigned doctor, and that's that, right?
Yeah, and so it got to the point where it was so bad, he had to go to the hospital and lie and say that he had fallen off of a ladder. And so they took him in and did some tests and said, yeah, we have to operate on you. Oh. And afterwards, when they had actually, you know, checked his file, they didn't go through with the surgery. They told him he had to go back and see the doctor because nobody else could operate on him. He would have to go and have the old doctor do the new surgery. So, you know,
you need surgery, but the guy who wouldn't give it to you is the only one who's allowed to.
I'm sorry, our hands are tied.
Yep.
Yeah, so you got to go back to the guy that botched your first surgery, right? And if that happened, you don't necessarily want to go back to the guy that butchered you the first time.
But what else do you do? What did he do?
Well, actually, he went in for surgery with the guy again, and he seems to be progressing and getting a little bit better.
How long did it take to actually get the second surgery?
Second surgery took about 10 months.
So a year before the first one, is that right? Mm-hmm. And then another 10 months before the corrected surgery happened?
Yes, and I mean, it was pretty serious. I mean, the guy couldn't really walk or leave his house when it was getting, you know, close to the second surgery, so...
Man, what a nightmare. And we've always heard on this show that they treat young people better than they treat the old people in this system, in the Canadian system.
No, not necessarily. My ex-partner, her, even the old people, you know, they treat pretty poorly. There's long waiting lists. A lot of them end up going to the States or mm-hmm. Costa Rica or India or something like this where they can actually go ahead and pay for the surgery up front.
Do they have any private health care in Canada? Is it just very, very expensive? Or does it not exist at all?
I've seen some sort of, you know, like in one province in Alberta, there was a little bit of a push to sort of have a partial system that was private. Mm-hmm. And as far as I understand, it's only on particular things, like very, very minor kind of laser surgery, maybe mm-hmm. if you have, you know, a hernia or something like this. But the major surgeries are restricted to the public system.
I want to thank you for that.
There's always going to the United States and paying for it.
It's crazy. It's just crazy. And what is it like living there?
The vast majority of people who live in Canada live within 100 miles of the United States, you know?
Well, we've heard from folks that live in Canada. Occasionally there would be people that call in to say, oh, yeah, it's great up here. My experience has been just fantastic. What is it that you've experienced as far as talking with other people that you know? Is there a lot of reverence for the Canadian system, or is it commonly known that it's a bunch of crap?
Well, you know, it seems to be deteriorating. So, you know, as growing up, it's almost heresy to speak against the healthcare system here.
Mm-hmm.
But I find that's changing, and I'm getting a lot of these bad experiences. Even myself, you know, I'm kind of trying to go through some minor health issues, and it's really hard to get in to get any tests done. It takes a long time. And, you know, I guess over time, the inefficiencies pile up, and I think that's kind of coming down the tube here now, and people, I hope, will start to see this. I'm noticing more and more complaints about the system.
Thanks for sharing that tonight. I appreciate the story, and don't hesitate to check in if you've got another awful story, and thank you for the call, because they're in no short supply out there. And as he points out, things get worse over time, right? So when they build the new jail here, it's all shiny and clean, but give it 10 years and then see how it looks, right? Same thing with the healthcare system. I'm sure it sounded great in the beginning, and it might have looked fine in the very beginning days, and then people started to actually have experience with it. Because it's one thing when you're growing up in Canada and they're telling you things like, oh, yeah, it's the best system in the world. Our healthcare system is the best single-payer system in the whole world.
Well, it's easy to get kids to repeat that. Stuff.
Yeah.
You just tell them enough.
Right, and then you get old enough to where you actually have to go to the doctor for something, and then it all comes crashing in, how bad the system really is.
Well, the system probably wasn't that terrible when it first came out, because it was doctors who had previously been working in the free market and were accustomed to dealing with customers, not patients.
Right.
And then
all melted
then
away.
New doctors come in, they've got nothing more than these numbers on pieces of paper and forms to fill out, and they don't really care.
Yeah, they're not getting paid based on merit. They're not getting paid based on how great of a doctor they are. They're getting paid the same amount as every other doctor in the system. In some cases, and I don't know how they do it up in Canada, but in some cases in single-payer systems, so-called, of course, we're all paying if you're in that system. But in some cases, the doctors get paid based on it. They get a certain flat rate up to a certain amount based on how many people they move through. So it doesn't matter how good of a job they've done. It doesn't matter whether the customer's satisfied. What matters is whether they saw the patient.
Yeah.
So 800-259-9231. And yet people, despite hearing all the stories, presuming they've heard some of them, like Paul's story there, despite hearing the stories, they still are in denial about, well, that can't happen here.
Well, they know
We're
how
Americans.
Much it costs.
We'll do it right.
They know how much it costs to get medical treatment here, and it costs a lot of money. It absolutely does. There are reasons for that. Some of the reasons are that the government's involved in medical care here. More than 50%, more than 50 cents on every healthcare dollar is spent by the government. That means we have a half-socialized system already. So the problems that we have, if you're going to blame them on the free market, could just as easily be blamed on the government. A lot of the things that, like new medical equipment and drugs, those things, I'm going to go ahead and blame on the socialist medicines of other countries. Because essentially the area of the world that pays for research and development in the areas of medicine, for new innovations for the areas of medicine, it isn't governments. When you have the government funding things, you're not going to see the research and development nearly as quickly.
No, because they're not competing.
They're going to be busy
dollars.
Researching and developing bombs.
It's because they're not competing for the dollars of the consumer. They're not interested. They don't have anybody to beat to the punch. There's nobody else who's going to do it first.
Now imagine if we did have this free market. I bet you a couple of hardware geeks could put together something that would be roughly equivalent to an MRI machine from 10 or 15 years ago for a couple of grand.
Oh, yeah. Those costs would continue to go down, just like computers keep getting cheaper, but yet the healthcare equipment doesn't go down in cost. It just keeps getting more expensive over time. Maybe that's not true generally over decades, but it doesn't get cheaper quickly like it should because there's not any significant competition. Not anybody can enter that field. If you want to start designing motherboards in your back, your back shed, you can do that. In the computer field, you can market it in whatever way you want to. You don't have
to do that. They'll sell you books on how to get started.
There you go. You don't have to ask anybody's permission. But you do in the medical field. The more regulated any field is, any industry is, the less competition, the higher the prices, the crappier the service. And the one-size-fits-all government healthcare system is the most regulated you can get.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features we have there for you for free. freetalklive.com. By the way, some of those features include our bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do that. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, Mark, if you're going to court, you don't have to go it alone.
Indeed. If you're going to court, whether you have an attorney or not, you need jurisdictionary.com. It's a course for people with attorneys who, you know, need to know what their attorney should be doing, and for people without an attorney that need to know what to do when they're in court, acting as their own attorney. It costs the same as an hour with any good lawyer. It works for both plaintiffs and defendants. It's so easy, the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. I just ordered this course again. I had borrowed it from a friend, and I thought it was so good that I bought it myself because I wanted to have it for a ticket that I've got coming up. It's jurisdictionary.com. I know what's in it, and I bought it again, and I recommend it for you. Jurisdictionary.com.
All right, so we continue here taking your phone calls about whatever you want, and let's go to Scott in South Carolina. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sean, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call in, and first and foremost, I wanted to thank you and Mark and all your staff for putting on a great show. Each episode challenges me further and further in my beliefs and principles, and I got started listening all about 3 months ago. Just by chance, I was down at the beach with my girlfriend and flipped through the channels on the radio station, and apparently one of the FM stations down there was playing your show on a Saturday.
Must have been WRNN in Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, that was it. And I think you're all talking about police brutality, which could have been any day. So I listened to it, and it was just like nothing I'd ever heard before on the radio, and it's just something that a lot of people, especially in my area, I mean, they basically worship the police, thinks they're the greatest thing ever.
Mm. Where are you at in South Carolina?
I'm in Florence. It's about, an hour west of Myrtle Beach.
Okay. I'm glad you found the show. When you first heard it, you noticed it was really different. How quickly did you pick up our website and come to visit us?
That night.
Oh, great.
That night, as soon as I got home that night, I have to drop off my girlfriend. I mean, I checked out that night, and
What did your girlfriend think?
She was, she kind of already knew I was a libertarian, and even since that time, I've even come further over to the libertarian side, almost to like the volunteerist side, and she was kind of shocked by some of the stuff they were saying, not necessarily because of the content, just like, oh, wow, there's...
they're saying that on the radio?
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, what is this?
You just can't hear it anywhere else.
No, it's but, true.
The other reason I was calling in is I was listening to a previous day's episode, and you were reading like a story by this lady, Pam Martins, and she was talking about this Charles Koch fellow and his Koch Industries and how y'all are tied in with Koch Industries.
Right, that it's all a big conspiracy.
Yeah. By the way, I'd like to point out she has all this to say about the Free State Project and how it's a big conspiracy. There's been a small bump in it's her third article, but it's been a small bump in signups for the Free State Project
because of her article.
Yeah, I don't know. I can never prove this, but every time one of her articles comes out, there's a bump in signups.
Maybe Varen, the president of the Free State Project, should send her a thank you card.
I've thanked her on the message boards.
But yeah, this woman believes that the Free State Project is, which of course is a movement of liberty lovers all converging into New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty, is somehow this top-down controlled conspiracy by a man named Charles Koch who runs, a paper manufacturing company, basically.
Yeah, and it was interesting because I guess kind of in a way I can almost thank her because I'd been considering the Free State Project, participating in it once I'm finished with college. Because I'm going to school to be a forester. So if by any chance he does decide to invest in the New Hampshire area, I'd be glad to work for him and help Georgia Pacific cut down some trees. Not all of them, of course, because I enjoy the outside.
Well, the nice thing about the companies that that do harvesting trees for a living is they want to make a living and they want to do it for generations, so they keep planting trees.
Right. Yeah, everybody I've talked to, my town is full of people that do this for a living. And I'll tell you...
Harvest trees?
Yeah, they're loggers.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, none of them, they're not about harvesting logs just to clear cutting. That's not what they're about. They go in, they pick them, they use these things called skidders, they pull them out, they care about the forest, they care about the way they leave it. And, you know, the guy that I picked to do my property, he did a fabulous job.
The reason why clear cutting happens when it happens is almost always because it's happening on government-owned property, where the government managers don't care about what happens to it. They lease it out to a company that doesn't care about what happens because they don't own it. They're not going to, it's because it's like a renter. They're just going to strip mine it, or they're going to cut all the trees down, or whatever resource it is they're trying to garner from it. They are not interested in renewing it if it's possible to renew it, because it's not their property. They don't have to sell it down the line, so screw it. What do they care?
Yeah, the incentives that they have are totally perverse. And I do not like clear cutting. I'll see areas in South Carolina that have been clear cut, and it looks terrible.
How many people who would do
wildlife either?
And it totally makes sense that you would say that, right? How many people would get into the tree business who hate trees?
Yeah.
How many of them are there?
I'm going to spend pretty much my entire day walking around in the woods with a notepad.
You know, it's certainly the technology and logging has changed over the years. I mean, it's absolutely true that the clear cutting has existed. It still exists when people, you know, want to make a tree lot into a, you know, building lot or something like that. Those things still exist. But, you know, they take these things and they blow them out of proportion. They show the way things used to be done. And it's not. I mean, the whole society, there's been a societal change that it's at least on the way, if it hasn't been made, that clear cutting is not an acceptable way to go get wood.
Scott, is there anything else you want to share tonight?
Oh, no, that's all, guys.
Glad you're out there. Thanks.
Put my 2 cents in and say that keep doing what you're doing. I mean, to you and all your staff, you're doing an excellent job.
Thanks, Scott. We will. We got nothing else to do. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from
our staff.
Glad you guys have a staff.
Shut up, staff.
Can you call volunteer staff? I suppose you can, right?
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the people that you hear on the show besides ourselves essentially do it for free.
Yeah,
now and then I can throw them a couple of bucks for voicing an ad or some kind of a special activity, but not much.
I remember when I was working at Christian camp when I was a kid. And, you know, I was volunteering there, but I got I considered myself staff, and it felt good. It felt like, you know, important.
I'm part of something important.
You get that staff T-shirt on, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I became a professional talk radio host 2 weeks ago when I filled in. I got $5 for that 3 hours of work.
That's right.
I think you could call, like, Zeus and Johnson staff. I mean, they're really remote, though. They don't actually work right here.
Yeah, and they're not on a salary. I don't know if that's accurate, right? Because Zeus and Johnson are contractors.
Okay. They're the closest thing we have.
Johnson being our graphics guru and web guy, one of our web guys, and Zeus being the man with the voice that you hear on LRN.FM. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hello from eFoods Direct. The end of October is around the corner, and there's no shortage of frightening news these days. Global financial meltdown, saber-rattling with Iran and other nations, worldwide drought and food shortages.
more than 40 million Americans on food stamps and tens of millions unemployed. Have eFoods Direct help ease your fears this fall season with free shipping on all orders placed between now and November 1st. Every dollar you spend will buy food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping throughout the continental United States. When you have a supply of delicious, nutritious food from eFoods Direct, your future is fearless and the shipping is free. That's free shipping on all eFoods Direct food products. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. So head over there and enjoy those. If you've got a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com, get quick access to our streams, our podcasts, m.freetalklive.com. M is for mobile. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sean.
And Mark.
Inviting you again to the phones and the fun, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dave in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Dave in Canada, going once. Dave in Canada, going twice. How about Wes in Idaho? Wes, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Wes.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
Hey, is this Wes Bertrand from Complete
Yes, this is.
Hey, Wes, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just thought I'd call in to tell you who I'm voting for this year.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Oh, I like nobody. He keeps promises.
Yeah, nobody definitely keeps promises. And nobody will help you out, too.
Indeed.
Nobody
I
will
love
respect
the,
your rights, all that stuff.
Now, I love the nobody campaign. I hope somebody picks that up and runs with it someday in a political
race. My friend JP is thinking about doing some activism down in San Diego with that sort of flyer, handing it out to people.
A lot giving of them San Diego that option. Folks you know. We're just down there, actually, for Libertopia. Libertopia.org, I think, was their website. And yeah. There were a number of San Diego folks there, and it seemed like most of them were talking about moving to New Hampshire, so I thought that was great news.
Yeah, that would be great, wouldn't it? Because there's a few dozen of them, and that, you know, strength in numbers, right?
The more the merrier. We really need to get as many people up to New Hampshire as soon as possible because it just, you know, we've seen a lot of changes. I mean, how long has it been since you've been here, Wes? Because when I moved here 4 years ago, you were living here. You moved away for health reasons. You're coming back. Have you been back to visit since you left?
I have not. No, I left the spring, actually beginning of summer of 2007. So it's been over 3 years.
And, wow.
I intend to get there about the same time that Adam and Pete do, I think, at the beginning of the year.
I don't know if they're coming back exactly then. Their plans seem to be a little bit up in the air. You're talking about Adam and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com. I know they're going to come up here at least temporarily because they've got court trials in Massachusetts in early January, and we'll certainly be checking in with them at that time. But we're hoping they come up sooner rather than later. But, man, it's going to be a shock to the system for you, Wes, because there's a lot of people here. It's still just amazing to me. I mean, you remember what it was like when you lived here 3 or 4 years ago, and folks, if they wanted to get together, they would have to come from all areas of the state in order to converge in one place, in order to get some level of numbers. And every single, just this past weekend, I was at karaoke for the first time in months because my master in the robe in the court allows me out of my house now.
To hit the high notes.
Yeah, and so I went out to karaoke, and there were probably about 25 liberty activists there. It was a solid majority of the people in that bar that we were attending karaoke were liberty folks.
It's not a big place, but yeah.
People who moved here as part of the Free State Project. And I'm just, you know, seeing things like that, seeing people interacting with one another on that level, just on a social occasion, is just, it's wonderful for me because I was here when there were five people in the immediate area, and they were all of different age ranges. And when I say 25 people, I mean 25 people all within, you know, between age 20 and 30, you know, all within the same generation, basically. It's great.
Yeah, I think more and more young people are getting the word, you know, the news about this whole project and what it means for their lives. Because, I mean, the younger you are, the more chances there are of having freedom in your lifetime. So it behooves everyone to really get motivated and get active about it.
And well, that's true. It's a true statement. But I would hope that folks who are up in their ages would also be motivated because, you know, what do you have to lose? And don't you want to leave a nice as nice a world as possible for any grandchildren or children that you might have out in it? And plus, you've got people like Julian Heiklin, who I think are really inspirational, a 79-year-old man who has been going around from federal courthouse to federal courthouse doing fully informed jury association activism, reaching out to jurors, informing them of their right to nullify the law, and getting arrested for it over and over again. Julian doesn't have anything better to do. He doesn't have a career. He's retired. He doesn't have kids to take care of at home. They're all grown up and moved out. So he can devote literally his full time that he has to doing activism. I wish we had 20 more Julian Heiklins and they were all in New Hampshire. Unfortunately, we don't.
Absolutely. It really doesn't matter what age you are because if you can strive for freedom in your life, that's the most important thing, basically, because it enables you to make your own choices. By the way, I actually spoke to a Superior Court judge in San Diego once at this panel discussion at a law school, a little mixer afterwards, and he said that they passed a law in California outlawing jury nullification. How ironic is that, huh?
Wow.
How are they going to know if it happens?
Exactly.
If the jury just comes back with a not guilty,
you can't inform the jury of it at your trial. I mean, I believe here in New Hampshire that you can do just that.
I don't know about that, Mark. Has it been done?
It's my understanding that it's protected by law. But
I don't know about that.
We all know they like to use laws to get their way, right? And, you know, the reason I called in, the last couple nights, a couple people have called in about the voting issue, and we spoke a few weeks ago about it. And I did 3 episodes on my podcast about it, using clips from the show when I called in and so forth. And trying to kind of explain my point of view on this, and it seems that something was lost in translation. I know Aaron called up last night and said a few things like it's a huge stretch that it legitimizes the system. She didn't believe that. And there's also the issue there's almost like some ad hominem fallacy going on too, because it really doesn't matter what's happening in my personal life. It really matters what the truth of the ideas are. The reason why she does know about my personal life, we actually were in a relationship at the beginning of this year.
I
haven't heard from her for a few months. So she's not really privy to my perspective on this now. I know she mentioned Stéphane Molyneux, and he has a theory, of course, of using the against me argument. You know, basically trying to free up your personal life with your family members and your friends. If they're in favor of using violence against you to promote the health of the state. And even voting, I guess, could be seen as a form of violence in this regard. So if they're resistant to accepting the truth about this, then you have a choice, right? Either you stay with them and you put up with the resistance and even the abuse sometimes that's inflicted on liberty lovers, because we all know we're in the minority, right? The smallest minority in the world is an individual. So he has this process of defooing, in other words, decoupling from your family of origin. Fu stands for family of origin in psychotherapy. So this is a long, drawn-out process, typically, when people actually have these conversations with people in their personal life and explain their feelings about what it means to live in a society that coercion is the foundation of, right? So it's about finding the truth in what people's level of curiosity is, basically. If they're not curious, then what happens? Well, I was kind of that perspective, although I didn't take it to that level with people that aren't resistant to me. So my mom, for example, Aaron mentioned this, that she sends me emails from the Ron Paul revolution stuff, right? And I've had numerous conversations with her about anarchism, and she doesn't resist it. She understands what I'm saying. She actually agrees with it. She doesn't think it's going to happen, right? So she defaults to the sort of pragmatic approach of,
yeah, I tend to agree.
Vote for some liberty lover, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, as a consequence of not getting the resistance, and I had a talk about this on a podcast a long time ago with Daniel Lockemacher and Brett Vinat, before he was doing the School Sucks podcast, we talked about this, about what happens in your family when people aren't resistant to you and you're espousing the truth, but they don't accept it, really. They don't not vote, right? They don't do the things that voluntarists would do, in a sense.
You know, Wes, you keep on coming back to this voting thing as though that's aggressing against you. And I guess I have some questions.
Sure.
If voting is aggression, is participating in a jury aggression? Is going to court and defending yourself against the state and its aggressions, is that perpetuating the state? Because that's the claim sort of with voting, is that you're perpetuating the state. You're giving these people
by participating.
Emotionally bolstering these people by going and participating, you're sanctioning them. And by going and fighting my ticket, am I sanctioning the judicial system?
Let's get the answer from Wes in a moment. If you can hang on, Wes, more we're with him. And this is Wes Bertrand, by the way, with CompleteLiberty.com podcast. Great show. Also available on the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM. More Free Talk Live in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Special announcement for our Renaissance Charge customers. Have you ever wondered what it would take to make your car run on 100% electric power? What about making a motor into a generator? How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you money? Because you, our customers, asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Conference Workshop on November 13th and 14th at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but for the first time, you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Register now while there's still room left to participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy Tesla technology. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live and only moments remain, but maybe enough time for your call. Make it now to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and if you want to support the show, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. And what we do with that money is we reinvest it into the program. We get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can also get perks, or you will get perks if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, like access to the Amp Only forum, the Amp Only call-in lines, podcast, and more. Go get the details, get signed up, amp.freetalklive.com. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. We've been talking about it here for just a little bit. Wes Bertrand is with us. He's a Free State Project participant. He's the host of Complete Liberty, the podcast available over at CompleteLiberty.com, also airing on LRN.FM. And the Free State Project is a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people. Maybe you could be one of them to get together to make the move to New Hampshire in order to get together and get active for liberty. We've been here, Mark and myself, now for just over 4 years. Sean, you're coming up on your first full year here in another month or so.
Yep.
And it's just an absolute blast being around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. But they don't all agree on everything. And Wes Bertrand is here to talk about one of the issues, which
that
is
he's wrong on.
Which is fairly controversial amongst the liberty-minded folks, and that is voting. And Wes, you've been talking about it extensively in your podcast recently, playing some clips from a call that you made to our show a few weeks ago, where we delved into this in a very deep manner for a good solid hour. And
you've robbed us of our intellectual property, Wes.
No, that's one of the things we agree on.
Go ahead and sue me if you want, though.
So yeah, I think we're on board together on a whole lot of things, but one of the things we do disagree on is voting. And Mark had a question for you. If you could, Mark, recap your question quickly for
us. Well, my question was essentially, if voting is propagating the system and violence against your neighbor, which sound like arguments that you've made in the past. If I need coaching on that and I'm not exactly right, please let me know. But
rule, two wolves and a sheep deciding what to have for dinner, all that stuff. Yeah.
Okay, good. Is that true in the case of juries. If I participate in the voir dire process and go on a jury and I vote for the innocence of an individual there that has not hurt anyone, that is, you know, say brought up on a drug, on a marijuana charge or something like that, and I say, no, he hasn't hurt anyone, and I vote in that jury process, have I perpetuated the legal system? If I go in, for instance, on a speeding ticket and I fight it in court, have I perpetuated the system?
Are you acknowledging its legitimacy?
Acknowledging and sanctioning the system by participating in it? Or
I would say yes with the former and no with the latter.
Okay.
I actually addressed that former one, the one about going in on as a juror, and I think it was episode 122. Specifically addressed the idea of being a juror because you are bound to abide by that judge's edicts, right? You are in a monopolistic system that's based on injustice because they rely on extortion to stay in business. So you know that this judge doesn't have any grasp of justice. He's an extortionist. I even had a judge in San Diego admit that he's an extortionist to me. I have it on recording. It's in one of my podcasts. Maybe we are extorting it from you. I really can't answer that question is what he said. But in fact, he answered the question. Mm-hmm. So if you're, in a sense, working for an individual who doesn't understand justice, it's really hard to get justice. I understand the intention to try to do it that way, but I think there are more root-striking behaviors that voluntarists have identified to actually achieve liberty.
So you're saying it is, let me see, I'm clear here, you're saying it is legitimizing the system by serving on a jury?
Yeah.
Even though saving somebody who hasn't, because I mean, on a jury, one vote can hang that jury and keep an innocent person out of jail. So you know, on that jury, that your vote will matter.
The train tracks. The train is barreling down. The person's tied to the train tracks. Am I going to unbound them? Right.
Well, yeah.
I understand the argument.
Oh, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, in that circumstance, that you can help somebody who hasn't harmed anyone if you get placed on.
And it's not as diffuse as that. Helping somebody in that case is not near as diffuse as voting, where you don't ever know what's going to happen, and you know maybe your vote will count, maybe it won't. Whereas if you go in a jury and you vote not guilty for somebody, there's a good chance that person is going to be set free.
Perhaps, but how do we set ourselves free from the extortion that the organization does with us to stay in business, if you will, business in quotes? I mean, that's the real issue, isn't
it?
You stop paying,
and you stop obeying.
Yes, you mentioned that last night with Aaron, because that is one main component, actually probably the biggest one, is this compliance of giving the money to the people that are abusing you, basically, you know, giving the bully the lunch money, because that's not going to bring about different behavior, obviously. And getting back to the sort of defueling Molyneux sort of perspective, again, my views have changed recently, within the last few weeks, actually, after reading a book called Nonviolent Communication, The Language of Love by Marshall Rosenberg. Are you guys familiar with nonviolent communication?
No. I'm not, no.
No.
That explains why you argue all the time, right?
Hey, we got a radio show to do, pal.
Exactly. Yeah, I suppose it would be dead air if you actually practiced this. But no, actually, it's a really effective method by which to get your needs met, as well as get the opponents, if you will, needs met, too. And this can apply to personal relationships as well as liberty activism. So I really look forward to introducing this stuff on my show, as well as, you know, utilizing it when I get to New Hampshire, too, because it is a win-win strategy, and it's all about generating empathy with the other people, connecting with their feelings and needs so that they feel understood, and then they therefore empathize with you.
It's
and
very
try
important
to get your needs met.
That's the way that you convince people of things, because you don't convince them by cajoling them, calling them names, and showing them just how stupid they are.
Like by calling somebody immoral for voting, you mean?
I got kind of the impression that Aaron believes that I judge people as immoral if they vote. I don't. I'm looking at the process itself and seeing it as not a strategy by which we can achieve freedom, because it's essentially, you know, the whole electoral process is distributing the responsibility to the point where everyone's anonymous and no one's held accountable for what happens.
I tend to agree with that statement. I mean, if that's how you're looking at it, then I would agree with you. I don't think voting is particularly effective. I don't think it's generally going to be how we reach freedom. I think that we have to change hearts and minds, and we have to stop obeying and stop paying these criminals. However, in the meantime, I don't have a problem with sitting on a jury and setting a man free who is not guilty of harming anybody. That's something I can tangibly do to affect one person's life, and especially if I've set that person free and I go talk to them after after I've
yeah,
managed to
set
them free.
He might be a pretty easy convert.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, the voting process and the political process, as despicable as it all is to me, I still see that people pay attention to it, and it is a venue, however illegitimate, to get the ideas of liberty out there. And had Harry Brown not run for president in the year 2000, I don't know if I'd be a libertarian today. I don't know. I can't say. Maybe I would have come to it through different channels.
And if Ian wasn't, then I wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Where would Free Talk Live be?
What about the people that come here because of the Ron Paul campaign? I mean, I've met folks that have moved to Keene, New Hampshire, and are total voluntarists now who came first through the Ron Paul campaign. They found it through the political process. So it seems silly to just shun all of that, Wes.
Well, if you guys would have been promoting, like, voluntarious.com, I think it is, then people could have found out about it that way, right? Carl Walker.
No, he found out about the ideas of freedom through the Ron Paul campaign. Eventually, people that have moved have found the Ron Paul campaign and then eventually found the Free State Project.
I don't know if you're aware
Live.
Of this, but the newspapers and magazines aren't really interested in voluntarists.com. They are, however, interested in political candidates.
So that exposes the cultural dynamic that we're operating in. I'm just saying that if we look at the truth of the matter, the government itself is a criminal organization. So how do we try to evolve beyond this and restructure this domination institution, as Marshall Rosenberg points out?
That's an excellent question.
With the process of empathetic communication with people. And I'm not about the whole moralizing thing. I know Stefan is, you know, he's a moral philosopher, right? So it gets to that level of declaring people to be bad or evil, or that the actions are so egregious that you just shuns them. But I think that the nonviolent communication strategy is going to get our needs met much, much better.
I agree. I'd like to hear more about this, but I tend to agree with you that shunning people, I think there's an extent to which it's appropriate, but I also think that forgiving them is more appropriate and moving on rather than seeking some sort of punishment or retaliation for them. I wish we could dig in further.
Do you think anyone's behavior has ever been changed to the better when they've been blamed and shamed and guilt-tripped?
It's got to have happened, but I think that it's a more effective way to love people into a new opinion.
Wes, we're looking forward to having you up here in New Hampshire to add to the conversation, and maybe we'll take your show live here one of these days. I would love to have that happen.
That would be cool.
Over
Absolutely.
On LRN.fm. Thanks, Wes, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's sneak Daryl in here in the last remaining moments. Daryl, you got about the last 30 seconds.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Quickly, Daryl, go for it.
Want to tell you about the Free Patriot Peace Prize and ask your listeners to vote. We will be honoring someone who supports the non-aggression principle.
I went and did that.
So if you go to peaceprize.freepatriot-press.com, you can vote. Voting ends at the end of the month.
Daryl, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We will be back tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Man.